it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And yes, we use the term Christmas. Merry Christmas, we say it here. If that offends you, so what? you'll be all right. My next guest, Dr. Bruce Hartman, is the author of Jesus and Company and founder of Gideon Partners. And the question before us today is, should Santa be gender neutral? I mean, the insanity of gender battles is bizarre. Biological dimorphism means nothing to these people, apparently. My guest, Dr. Bruce Hartman. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me today, Steve.
So, according to some study done somewhere by some person who asked a question, should Santa be gender neutral? 27% said yes. I don't know who those people are, if they really exist, but that's what it says. What do you, I'm sorry, but what do you make of it?
Well, I'd like to flip it around. Instead of saying that 27% of the people said yes, it's symptomatic of what's going on in our country. The headline should be, a supermajority of Americans want Santa Claus to stay traditional. And it always surprises me how the minority seems to always get the headlines, but the majority of Americans lie exhausted looking at these things and wondering where our country's going. But instead, I think Americans want the tradition of Santa Claus.
But I would say you're exactly right. I would say you're exactly right. I would like to say that this is part of what drives people. I mean, honestly, these culture wars, the Democrats and the left overreach time and time and time again in attacking Santa Claus. What did he do? And yes, I said he. What did he do? It's Saint Nicholas. It's not Saint somebody might be something else. No, it's Saint Nicholas. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And it's amazing. And a couple of things that you said that I wanted to reinforce is, one, it's okay to say Merry Christmas. 70% of Americans are Christians. Now, we shouldn't say Merry Christmas if we know it's going to offend.
Why?
But for the most, well, there are some people.
No,
that,
seriously. It doesn't matter. But, if you're offended by me saying Merry Christmas, too bad. it's America. The founding principle of this country is the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Freedom of speech, religion, press, assembly, all of it. And I'm an American. And if I want to say Merry Christmas, if that offends you in some way, too bad.
Yes, and I agree with that. And I think that, you know, when companies and people send out happy holiday cards, you know, that's really the means, the spirit of Christmas. And Christmas is a really important time, not just for giving gifts, but to recognize the gift that all humankind got.
Correct.
Which was in the form of Jesus Christ. But so this point in not saying Merry Christmas and the liberals continuing to attack things that have just been tradition and have been greatly accepted throughout our history as a country, it's wrong, and it's you use the word overreaching. That's exactly what's going on. But one of the things we should do as Christians is we should say Merry Christmas. We should bring our Bible to work. We should allow Bibles to be brought into schools. We have to take a much more active stance to combat this negative portrayal of many of the things that make America great.
Yeah, this whole article, and I don't know where this you know, was dredged up from some sewer, but the new Santa, according to this article, would be wearing skinny jeans, have tattoos, a hoverboard, a flying car. I mean, seriously, that might fly in Santa Monica. That might fly on Cape Cod. That doesn't fly where I am. Santa Claus flies in a sleigh, man. And how does he fly all the way around the world? As Cheech and Chong taught us, with magic dust. We know how it gets done.
Right.
I mean, now, come on.
So right about that. And I mean, the only thing that I would say, we might want to have a slimmer Santa Claus, just as a lesson and a moral value for all of us.
Well, he's already smaller than half the guys I run into when I'm out shopping. I mean, come on.
that's true as well.
Let's be honest. Well, you know, we have a lot of honesty moments here on the program. That's one of them. Fact of the matter is, keep your dirty, filthy, rotten, I want to change America and insult everybody hands off from Santa Claus. That's my take on it. And so if there's going to be a gender-neutral Santa Claus, I won't be participating in that garbage. And that's what we should do. We, being the supermajority of Americans, should say we like Santa Claus just the way he is. Fat, happy, or as I should say, jolly. There's nothing. And you know what? I'm going to feed the man cookies and milk and all of it because that's what I do. Right?
No, I agree with you. You know, but this point that you're bringing up, it's more than just Santa Claus. It's Chick-fil-A caving in to a very small group of people in Oregon. You know, everybody talks about the 100 students that walked out of that school that forced Chick-fil-A to rethink its donation, who they give to. What they don't tell you is that the 100 kids walked out, 1,900 stayed in support of Chick-fil-A. And this form of terrorism is kind of a phony, I think that's what you're describing as the phony terrorism, but it's bringing people to their knees, and we need to fight back. For instance, I don't think Chick-fil-A should have stopped donating to the Salvation Army.
Agreed.
I mean, these are lovely people that ring bells in the cold, because Christmas time for most of our country is not warm. And the second thing is, a lot of people don't know that the number one place to go if you're suffering from drug abuse or alcoholism,
Salvation Army.
Go to the Salvation Army.
Absolutely.
And why would we? So that's what frustrates me, is when I see the Santa Claus thing, I think that we all have to fight back and push back and be just as forceful in our voice as these voices from the fringe are making it seem like it's how we all should think.
Yeah, it's, you know, the Salvation Army does a tremendous amount of good for homelessness, drug addiction, you know, people that are in crisis, people that are in transition, whether it's clothing or shelter. The Salvation Army is there in so many places for millions of people over time. And to stop supporting those people because of what they believe theologically is ridiculous. There's just no two ways around. Bruce Hartman, Dr. Bruce Hartman here, is the author of Jesus and Company and founder of Gideon Partners. So where do we go from here then? I mean, how do we continue to fight back? I'm going to say Merry Christmas. I'm not shy about it, at all, ever. And, we'll continue to do that, but what else can we do?
Well, I think we have to recognize, you know, in this time of identity politics, you know, that we are the number one identity. You know, Christians are 70% of America, and we have to start being just as insistent on our rights as these fringe terrorists, is what I call them, that are looking to gain relevancy through these obscure things like deciding what gender Santa Claus should be.
Right.
And how do we do that? One is we start critically looking at things and questioning them. The second thing is exactly what you just said. Say Merry Christmas.
Yep. Say no to the incursion. Say no to the destruction of America. Say Merry Christmas. Say no to the rest. Doctor, I have to leave it there. Dr. Bruce Hartman, I greatly appreciate you being here. Author of Jesus and Company and the founder of Gideon Partners. Thank you, sir.
You have a wonderful day, and God bless you, Steve.
And Merry Christmas.
Yes, and Merry Christmas.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Steve, don't give my sister a cuddly toy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As a leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.